From 9 to 10:30 tomorrow morning, First Baptist Church in Greenland will host a bread giveaway for local families. The event is sponsored by one of the church's outreach groups called Women on Mission. Tina Holt, a member of the church in the outreach group, says this began with the creation of a food pantry in January.
It has been so successful because in the summertime, every Tuesday, from 3:30 to 6, we at our gym at 273 Wilson in Greenland, we give out food. And this last summer, we actually, on Mondays, we started a soup kitchen just for the summer, and that worked out really well. And we closed it because of school starting, and because we do other things with the school kids, so we just didn't have time for that soup kitchen. And then we started getting bread in from Northwest Arkansas Food Bank, and they get tons of it in, but unfortunately it goes bad really quick because of the way it's packaged. So we started taking it in and feeding the people at the food pantry with it, but we had so much, it started including the people at the church, and we had so much left over after that. We said, well, why don't we just start when I go pick up, we on Saturdays, we get it on Fridays, and the church members come on Friday and get what they need, and we had about 40 or 50 boxes of bread left over last time. So we're like, why don't we just reach out to the community and see if we can give bread away, give out tracts, and just ask people, do they need, anything else, prayer, or just love on people, love on the people in our community. And so we like that idea. The Women on Missions and the church like that idea. So come Saturday, this will be the first one. But every 2 weeks, we hope September 16th is the next one that we pick up. So the 17th will be the next Saturday that we will be doing this. I'm hoping it goes well, which is why we're advertising. Greenland, unfortunately, is so far away from Fayetteville that normally the people who need bread is probably going to have to hitch rides or trying to figure out a way to get there. But once they're there, hopefully they'll think it's worth it.
And is this for anyone in the area to come and check it out?
It's free for anybody. It's the restrictions on how many people coming. We have not set any limits. The only thing is the timeline. It's from 9 o'clock in the morning until 10:30 in the morning. So it's just 90 minutes. And so if we have 1,000 people lined up for 90 minutes, at 10:30 we close the doors because then we'll probably be out of bread by then. So with our limitations, it's just the timing. We didn't want to put a limit on the amount of people that came because we want to see how many people actually come so that the next time we do bread, we get a better idea of how much we really need.
Now, will it be like one loaf of bread per family, or how is that?
Well, my goal is 2 or 3 loaves of bread per family, and we got Tyson donated us some tortillas also. So, and we've got tons of bread that just regular bread. This bread is the kind that I think it comes from a bakery or something where the wrapping is really thin, and in a couple of days it starts molding, and that's why I'm trying to get it out to the general public so it won't go to waste, because we only have so much freezer space, and the families, it's so much of it that I bring that we just don't have, everybody's frozen theirs, and everybody in the church is happy with how much they've gotten, but that particular type of bread needs to be out in the public as quick as possible because it does go bad really fast. And so once we get it, that's why we're opening it up to the public. But we do have extra bread with the regular wrapping that lasts forever, at least a month. And we have that. So if we run out of the pastry type breads, we'll open up the pantry and pull out our regular bread because we don't want anybody to be without bread. So 2 to 3 bags of bread is a definite. Everything else I'm hoping we'll have enough produce and pastries and other stuff to put with it. But bread is definitely an assurance, and it's going to be 2 to 3 loaves.
The bread giveaway will take place from 9 to 10:30 tomorrow morning at First Baptist Church, which is located at 273 West Wilson Street in Greenland. More information is available at 435-5699.